In order to forget that we have blocks of pain and sorrow and fear and violence, we lose ourselves in the practice of consumption. If we turn on the television, that is why. Why do we have to turn the television on? Even the programs are not interesting at all. Many of the TV programs are mediocre, not worth spending our time, and yet we have to watch because we want something to cover up the pain, the sorrow, the fear, the anger in us. We don't want to come up, that is why we suppress them by consuming. There is some feeling of loneliness, fear, depression inside. We don't want, and that is why we practice consuming. We pick up newspaper, we open the radio, we turn on our television, we pick up the phone to talk, we take a car to have a drive. We do everything in order to avoid confronting ourselves, our real self. And this is a practice of running away. And what we consume continue to bring the toxins of violence, of fear, of anger into ourselves. And by practicing the embargo, we create a situation of bad circulation of our psyche. We don't allow our mental formation to circulate. We suppress our mental formations. We create a situation of bad circulation in our consciousness. And that causes symptoms of depression, of mental illness. We know that when the blood does not circulate well in our body, there will be painful spots in our body. There will be headache. There is pain everywhere. That is why to do exercise, to massage, to help the blood circulate well, we will dissipate these symptoms of illness in our body. The same thing is true with our consciousness. If we block the mental formations we don't like by using consumption, and then we create a situation of bad circulation in our psyche, and symptoms of mental illness will appear. And that is why it's very important to lift the embargo, to allow the fear, the pain, the sorrow to come up. And you can only do that if you are ready. Otherwise, you'll be overwhelmed by your suffering. And that is the energy of mindfulness, generated by your practice. They are there to recognize, smile, to embrace and transform. But as a beginner, your mindfulness is not strong enough. And you risk being overwhelmed by the blocks of fear, anger, and depression in you. That is why it's very important to borrow, to rely on the collective energy of mindfulness of your community. It's much easier to practice in a community than to practice alone. Corrections officials, psychotherapists, teachers, police officers have to know this. You can do something in order to handle the fear, the anger, the violence in you. But if you do not have a community of practice, the practice will be more difficult. That is why Sangha building, community building, is extremely important. That is the only way out. That is our protection, our support. If you practice well, if you know how to sit, to be in the community, and then the energy of mindfulness and concentration in you will be enough, powerful enough to do the work of recognizing, embracing, and bringing relief to the suffering in you. And after having embraced, having been embraced by mindfulness, and get a relief, the energy of fear, of anger, of depression will go back to the stored consciousness and sit again, having lost some of its energy. We can say that after having taken a bath of mindfulness, the energy of anger and depression and fear lose a little bit of its power. And when they come back to their place in the stored consciousness as a seed, they are a little bit weaker. But next time when they manifest again, well, we will give them the same kind of mindfulness bath. We are no longer afraid of the blocks of suffering in us because now we know how to handle them. My dear little friends, my dear old friends, you are welcome to come up. I will offer you a bath of mindfulness so you feel better. And if you lift the embargo, if you allow the blocks of pain and sorrow and anger to come up and to be embraced tenderly by your mindfulness, you will get a relief. And when they are free to circulate like this, and then the symptoms of mental illness will begin to disappear. Knowing this, we have to apply the techniques to ourselves. We have to apply the practice to ourselves before we can help other people. How to handle the fear, the sorrow, the anger, the depression, the violence in us. This is a very important thing. Parents have to learn how to do that if they really want to love their children. And by doing so, they teach children how to do it. Teachers have to know how to do this. They will set an example for their students. Psychotherapists, psychologists have to learn how to do it. They will set an example for the patients. Doctors, nurses have to be able to do this before they can help their patients. There are a number of things we can do. First of all, we have to change our way of thinking, right thinking. If you behave as a victim, if you feel that you are a victim of the situation, and then you cannot overcome your loneliness, your anger, your fear, your depression, you have to learn how to think positively. And you don't need imagination. You can practice mindfulness in such a way that the time you spend at night become meaningful, nourishment and healing. You can live your 24 hours in such a way that understanding and compassion in you can be cultivated. Because without these two elements, happiness and joy will not be possible. If you practice meditation, if you practice looking deeply, if you practice transformation and healing, you can do that. You might read a book. You might listen to a talk that can water the seed of joy, understanding, and compassion in you. That's something you can always do. You may like to learn more about art, about the mysteries of life, about civilization, because there is a thirst of learning, of understanding, of loving in every one of us. The deepest desire in every human being is to know more, to learn more, and to be able to love. Mindfulness is always mindfulness of something. And the object of mindfulness can either positive or negative. If it is positive, we get the healing and the nourishment. If it is negative, we will help with transformation. When there is a joy in us. We become mindful of our joy, mindfulness of joy. Mindfulness of joy helps to bring the joy, help the joy to grow. Suppose you are standing there as a group, facing a beautiful sunset, a glorious sunset. A few of you are fully present, are free enough from the past, from the future, and are capable of getting in touch with a beautiful sunset. But a few of you are preoccupied with worries and fear and anger, you cannot get in touch with the sunset for your joy, for your nourishment. So mindfulness helps us to be free from the past for the future, in order for us to get in touch with the wonderful, beautiful, refreshing and healing things for our transformation and healing. There are times we have to be mindful of other things. But there are times we can afford to focus our attention fully on the beautiful, on the refreshing and healing things. So mindfulness is always helping, whether the object of mindfulness is positive or negative. Anger, fear is negative. Mindfulness holding anger and fear and giving anger and fear a chance to be penetrated by the tenderness, by the attention, by the care, and a chance to be transformed. Mindfulness is the energy that brings along, that carries within itself, the energy of concentration. And wherever there is mindfulness and concentration, there is insight. If you live your life mindfully, with concentration, you live every moment of your life deeply, and you begin to understand deeply what is there that happened in the present moment. And that is why insight is the outcome, the flower that blooms on the ground of mindfulness and concentration. And insight is what that can liberate you.